Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Orioles and Dodgers start a three-game series this weekend at Camden Yards, Baltimore Baseball Night. Bobster will be down at Pickles getting you ready at 5 o'clock. By the way, then Maryland football pregame coverage at 6 as they take on Northern Illinois at 7:30 right here on 105.7 The Fan. So busy night here on The Fan as we're done at 5, and we're going to be joined momentarily by Cal Ripken Jr., who 30th anniversary of the streak is tomorrow, Jason.
Yeah, it's from an individual standpoint, it's something the likes of which we'll never see again. No one will come close. It's hard to even fathom, really, now with 30 years of watching not just baseball but professional sports and watching the world evolve and watching how big that these games have become and how much these franchises are worth and therefore how much players are paid. It's like night and day, and we will never, ever, ever see anything close to this again.
So let's go out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. Hall of Famer, the Iron Man, Cal Ripken Jr. joins us now. And Cal, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. Let's start here. I was talking to Jason the other day, and I said, can you believe it's been 30 years? And Jason's like, yeah, I can feel it's been 30 years. Does it feel like it's been 30 years to you, Cal?
In many ways, it seems like it happened yesterday, but the reality sets in, especially when you get out of bed in the morning and you're 65 years old as opposed to 30 years old, 35 years old. You know it's been a while, but looking back on it, it seems like a pretty surreal sort of experience. And for the longest time, I didn't want to watch a video or change my perspective because it was so good that I wanted to keep that memory, you know, through my own eyes alive. But then once I did watch the video of 21-31, I started seeing other things that just made it a little bit better. So I'm looking forward to tomorrow. It's going to be a fun night. I think there's a few surprises of players that are coming back. I look forward to seeing them and really celebrating a really cool moment here in Baltimore.
Well, it was never obviously your focus in that time, but now 30 years is a long time, and you've watched your kids grow up. I mean, just perspective, everything. Sports have changed so much. So do you ever go back and peek? Like the other day, you know, I asked Google, is Matt Olson still have the longest current streak? And it was like 750 games or something like that. Do you ever even peak? Is your curiosity ever peaked as to, is anybody within five country miles of this thing? Do you check in on it at all?
No, I really don't pay much attention to it. I like the fact that Matt Olson has 750 some games. I had a chance to see them. We happened to be in a restaurant with about 15 or 18 Atlanta Braves.
Oh, wow.
And the restaurant was closed, but they opened it for them, and then they opened it for me. So I had a chance to sit and talk to them for a little while. It was one of their rare off days, and they all went out to eat. And they all said, you know, we have somebody on our team that has a little bit of a streak. And then they told me, like, I go, how many games? And I think at the time they said 700, close to 700 or 600 and some games. And I said, great. You know, I'd encourage that. I mean, it's to me, it was a sense of responsibility that your team could count on you each and every day. It was quite an honor to be able to play all those games in a row. So I encouraged him to do it. So who knows? How many years away is he now?
I mean, he's a lot.
It's a mile.
He's a lot closer to the start than catching you. I'll frame it that way.
Yeah.
It's a cool, you're safe.
It's a cool thing to think about. And I know people say it's unbreakable, but I did it, so my perspective is a little bit different. But if I could do it, somebody else can.
We're talking with Cal Ripken Jr. It's Inside Access here on The Fan. Cal, you mentioned earlier about not watching it for a while, and I can remember, I was thinking about this morning. We had some fun with you during COVID when we didn't have anything. Masson ran the game, and we talked to you around that. And so what was it like to watch it again after not – you were a part of it, obviously, but then not looking at it forever?
Yeah, I mean, it was from a couple different perspectives. You know, I really enjoyed – I didn't know that they interviewed Earl Weaver during that time. So some of the interviews were interesting to me. And Earl Weaver, many times, for how he was on the field and how he was looked upon most of the time, I saw a side of him that was pretty empathetic. You know, during my rookie year, I struggled, but he kept calling me in, telling me, I'm not going to send you down. And he supported me that way, almost putting an arm around me in some ways. And he paid me a compliment, I think, in that broadcast that said, you know, I moved Cal to short without notice, by the way. And we went to the last day of the season and we didn't win the pennant by one game with Milwaukee. And he said, if he had moved me earlier, we would have won. And so, you know, I like hearing those kind of things or those perspectives. And some of those surprised me, but it didn't show me something that I didn't know was happening. It just enhanced the overall experience.
Baseball moves in mysterious ways, and there's things that are obviously out of your control. Does it strike you as kind of interesting or cool that, like, the Dodgers aren't here all the time, and the Dodgers aren't here as reigning World Series champions all the time? And up until a couple months ago, the Dodgers didn't have Ohtani, who obviously is doing some truly unique unicorn stuff in the game. And as, you know, as much as you might, you know, blanch, a lot of people would say that about your career as a whole. How cool is that for you that it is all those confluences and that this is being celebrated like a team thing and not just a Cal thing with so many of your former teammates coming in?
Yeah, I mean, I love the fact that if I had my druthers when we were going through it, I would have said we were in a playoff run. The most important thing is how you play the game. And that the consecutive game streak would have taken a back seat. The way it turned out, we were out of the pennant race, I think, in September. You know, not technically, but California was still in it, so it was a kind of a playoff atmosphere for us. And I enjoyed celebrating the quality of play and me playing really well personally, as opposed to the streak. Ohtani's another animal altogether.
Yeah.
I think it's really, really great because I think over the history of baseball, they're...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
There are probably some people that could have tried pitching and playing in the field, but that mindset just wasn't available. And then it takes someone like Ohtani to come along and prove that he can do it and give the chance to do it, which might open it up for someone else. I mean, we hear all the time about Babe Ruth, you know, being a pitcher. At some point, that was at a time when they would consider that. But I think what Ohtani's doing, you know, from an offensive standpoint and also on the mound, you know, will open up opportunities for other people. It's fun to watch. And celebrating this thing tomorrow, to have the Dodgers in town, the baseball excitement is really is there. So it's going to create its own environment. So it might be a combination of like opening day and the playoffs. And I really look forward to that.
Cal, what's it been like? And obviously, you know, Ryan works with us. I did BBT with him, Baltimore Baseball Tonight, earlier in the week, and he was telling me about it, his sit down with you talking about all this, and he was really fired up to get all this out. And he also makes it very clear he doesn't remember any of it. But what's it been like for you to be able to share some of the memories and stuff with Ryan?
Yeah, I mean, we had the idea. The Orioles asked me to go find some memorabilia for a display here at the stadium. And so I went and found the 2131 and 2130 jerseys. And Ryan asked if he could go along with me. So while he was in there, he was looking at other boxes and other things. And the funny part about him, he was pulling stuff out where he could make fun of me, actually. But memorabilia is pretty interesting because it does invoke a story. You look at it and go, oh, yeah, I remember that. And this happened and that happened. I mean, one little example was Mike Devereaux. I had a Mike Devereaux bat in there. And I put the date on it. And I remember specifically being in New York in 94. And I was having a really good year in 94. I was close to the league leader in hits. And I think I was hitting 315 before the strike happened. And, you know, they had a changeup specialist on the mound. I don't know whether it was Jimmy Key or somebody. And I'm thinking, I need a bigger piece of lumber. So I went to Mike Devereaux. Mike Devereaux, you swing this big bat, big barrel. And I went up there and did really well with it. So I just kept it. But I mean, it can take you back that quick when you see something. There's a story or a memory, and that's the cool part about going through some of that stuff with Ryan.
I'm guessing it's got to be special for you also to be at a time where you are really like you're not that you ever left, but you're so woven into the fabric of this franchise now through the ownership change and, you know, that sort of part of the evolution of your post Orioles career. Is it cool for you to be at sort of that point with the franchise as we reach this 30 year anniversary?
Yeah. I mean, to be clear, I don't want a full-time job.
No, understood.
But I've really enjoyed being around the team and being part of that, being on the inside, looking out again. When you retire and you go off and Billy and I started, a couple of businesses together, you kind of get away from the day-to-day of baseball. It feels really good to be back on the inside looking out again. So getting to know the players, we have a talented group of young players. Now, we're still learning how to play the game, but if I can help in any way, it makes me feel really good. Watching Gunner develop right before your eyes. Gunner is just a fantastic all-around. It almost seems like he can make the plays in so many different ways that you got to say, okay, do it just this way. And now he's got 70-plus games without an error. You know, he's making a spin throw up the middle. You know, his double plays are getting better. And he's just a great offensive player, too. So, you know, helping him out a little bit or saying the right thing at the right time, you know, makes you feel good that you're contributing, and the baseball piece is where I can help.
Last thing for you, Cal, and I know you and Eddie are connected in so many ways, and people, fans of that era, myself and Jason included, like we love those teams with you and Eddie. But how cool is it that you guys share this date as well, and that a year later, Eddie on the same day hit his 500th home run?
It's awesome, actually. You know, the last, 10 years or so, we've been texting each other saying happy anniversary for different reasons, and we kind of laugh about it. But September 6th, we share. I wish that, in some ways, the whole rebuilding process pushed Eddie away. I wish that I could have played with Eddie my whole career. He was a solid, stable force, hitting fourth, made all of us feel better in our roles. And, he didn't panic ever, you know, in key situations, bunt plays, defensive plays. He put a pickoff play on, you know, with 3-2 count and bases loaded in Yankee Stadium when everybody's screaming and yelling. But it was just fun to play with him. And sometimes I wonder, you know, instead of Eddie jumping around and, you know, he was good other places too, it would have been really great to have been his teammate for his whole career.
Orioles and Dodgers tomorrow night to 7 o'clock first pitch. Orioles are asking fans to get in their seats by 6:20 for the pregame ceremonies, 30th anniversary of Cal breaking Lou Gehrig's games played streak, 21-31, 30th anniversary. Cal Ripken Jr., thank you as always for your time, man. We really do appreciate it.
Congrats.
Enjoy tomorrow.
Yep, it's my pleasure. See you guys tomorrow.
Thanks so much, Cal Ripken Jr., the Hall of Famer. A lot of, Cal said, a lot of surprise guests going to be there tomorrow.
I'm interested to see how this all plays out.
Yeah, I'm going to be in the Wyman Industry seats tomorrow, so I'm looking forward to that.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the ceremony. Coming up next, though, we will preview the series against the Dodgers. Are the Dodgers still the World Series favorites in the National League? We'll discuss next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.